she once was mine. Reminder, she promised to love me for all time. She left me for others. She went her way. Now she is dying. Tell Israel I love her. Tell her she once was mine. Remind her she promised to honor me for all time. She pledged faithfully to love, honor, and obey. Now judgment is come.
Gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay, the price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive, don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does,
it will even up the score, don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around him. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does.
When it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And it has. And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And we're coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this Saturday morning, July 29th. Here we are at the end of the month, but we welcome you here, and we'll welcome everybody else. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And I'm guessing we've got Brother John on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to you, the remnant, and we say good morning to you, Jesus, and we ask you to join us here as we have fellowship and read from your word and, well, as we enjoy a good morning with you. But we're going to start that off with prayer. John, will you start us off in prayer this morning, sir?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this time that you set aside for your people to come together and share the things of the world as they relate to biblical prophecy as they relate to your word. Lord, we ask that you would guide and direct us, give us wisdom and understanding, that you would lead us to where it is that you would have us to look and to speak about the things that are going on around us that affect your people, the remnant. And Father, as we see Babylon crumbling, as we see those wicked terrors rise up, and as we see your word being fulfilled, that those things that were done in the dark would be brought to the light, we praise you and we thank you. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves and our families and all that you've blessed us with. There is no other protection against the forces of hell that are coming against us. Father, make us once again a praying people. People that take the time to hit their knees and to enter their prayer closets and to cry out for grace and mercy, that you will find us worthy to escape things that are coming as they're coming. Lord, help us to be obedient in all that we do. We just praise you. We love you, and we thank you for the opportunity to share the truth of your word and to be the watchman to warn your people of the wickedness that's planned all around us. Pray ahead, you angels, a ring of fire and a shield of light around those that are yours. Put angels above them, below them, to left to right, front and behind them. Help us to understand all the spiritual weapons that you've given us. Help us to understand that your word is clear, that you've given us charge to myriads and myriads of angels. We but have to have the faith to use them. So, Lord, give us that faith. Give us that faith that our forefathers had. Let us hear from you, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, that you've given the enemy into our hands before we've even fought the battle. Father, we know that it's a spiritual battle. We know that in the last days, knowledge would increase. So we continue to petition you, Lord, for that knowledge. That knowledge in the spiritual warfare that will give us victory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John. Well, folks, it is Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We have the phone lines open this morning. 307-745-5913 is the phone number if you want to call. And if you have a comment or a question, and we'll kind of go from there. We're encouraging you, trying to do it every day, to read your Bible. We have the Bible reading plan out. And if you're reading it today, you read in Numbers 9 through 12, and that talks again of the Passover. And this is the in the second year after they had come out of Egypt. So it's the really the second Passover. And it has a wealth of information there. You hear us talking about that in back in the spring when we celebrate the Passover, because we are to do that. And so it's again, gems that are here for you to go back and read and to comprehend and to understand and to get that knowledge of our history, so that when the springtime does come around, when Passover does come around, it's not a foreign concept to you. You can understand it. So we encourage you to be reading your Bibles, and of course all this in Numbers points to Christ. All this in the Old Testament does. So anyway, be reading your Bibles. It'll bless you. Well, Jason, we'll roll it down to you.
Yeah, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, there's an article that I posted up on the Newswire, and the title of it was, Hundreds of Teens Are Committing Suicide Because They're Told to Do So in Blue Whale Challenge. And I'm just going to read part of it, and then we'll talk about it. But it says, a spat of teenage suicides going as far back as 2015 has been linked to the Russian internet game The Blue Whale Challenge. According to WorldNetDaily.com, the social media game has caused the suicide deaths of hundreds of teenagers all over the world. Of those deaths, at least 130 have occurred in Russia alone, with the most recent ones being the suicide of two teenage girls who jumped from the roof of an apartment. The creation of 22-year-old Russian psychology major Philip Bertkin, the Blue Whale Challenge involves participants being contacted by an administrator or by searching for Blue Whale Challenge on social media sites. The participants are then asked to complete a series of challenges in a time span of 50 days. These can range from the mundane, such as drawing a whale on a piece of paper, to the dangerous, like making lengthwise cuts on the participant's own arm. At the end of the 50-day period, the participants are then asked to commit suicide. Those that fail to do so will be threatened by the administrator. The last act is responsible for the name of the game, as it refers to the tendency of whales to beach themselves on purpose, ultimately resulting in their death. In April and May of 2016, Budkin himself was an administrator of several death groups on the local media network, operating under the username Philip Fox. He persuaded 17 teenage girls to take their own lives. He was then finally caught and detained in June of that same year. At around the same time, 26-year-old Postman confessed to the state investigators that he was an administrator for Blue Whale Challenge and that he was in charge of keeping track of the participants' progress. When asked if he did encourage teenagers to kill themselves, he stated, "Yes, I truly was doing that. Don't worry, you'll understand everything. Everything will be understood. They were dying happy. I was giving them what they didn't have in real life, warmth, understanding, and connections." So, I mean, that's one of the things that, is going on out there. And, it's all over the place. This is one example of, what John 10:10 talks about. You know, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And, you know, this is what we're fighting. We want to talk about, we're fighting these different wars, you know, on different fronts, and war is all over the news right now. You know, are we going at war with China? Are we going at war with Korea? You know, what's going to happen here? What's going to happen here? You know, this is, you know, it really brings to my mind that there is a real war taking place, and it's taking place right now. You know, it's some people just strictly call it a spiritual warfare, but this is, in my opinion, this is more than a spiritual warfare that's taking place. This is a war of them and us. This is, you know, this is somebody here. If you read these stories and you look into it, and, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time. We could take up a whole hour just talking about this one story. But as I looked into it this week, this is a brute beast. This is one that the Bible talks about. They are made for that day of destruction. They are made to be captured and destroyed. You know, here's one person that is responsible for hundreds and hundreds of deaths. And how can you not call that warfare?
That's exactly what it was.
We need to bring it before the throne.
Yes,
bring it before the throne. Take it to the courts of heaven. And show the evidence of what he's doing to our people, and God will react. The word is clear. I think it's something we've been missing for a long time. You brought it up years ago. That, in fact, Leon brought it up in his message last week, and I forget exactly where it is, but it's basically the Lord can do nothing until the matter is brought
before his throne.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, and I think that
how many times do we actually do that, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I know I do. You know, and that's one of the things that, you know, that we have to do it because, I mean, it's real life here. It's real warfare. I mean, it's, you know, and that's what I, and it, you know, the point is to encourage people when you see something like this, that, you know, pray about it. You know, I mean, pray about it. This is something that, you know, I mean, how, where is this, you know, son of hell getting opposition? Because, I mean, you know, you're talking about, oh, well, he was indicted here, he was indicted there, he was put into, detained for a period of time. You know, he's still out walking the streets, and they still got this thing on social media.
Yep. Well, you look at not only that, but I brought up several months ago that 13 Reasons Why and the number of youth that have committed suicide based on that. And now it's, I mean, it was a short series on Netflix, and it's coming back again this year in, you know, in another another season of episodes. And like you said, that these people know exactly what they're doing. They come to steal, kill, and destroy.
They do. That is what the enemy does. Jesus told us that. But he said, but I came to bring a life and life abundant. And you apply that fruit test, and you can see that that's exactly where it comes from. And folks, if you're seeing things that's on their list, blue whales and odd behavior by your child, you need to be looking into that. You need to find out, because, like Jason said, it is real. It is a spirit. It has captivated the minds of certain youth, and it's straight from the pits of hell. It really is, and we have that power and authority over it, but not if we don't use it.
What was that other thing we talked about? You know, before all this stuff, with Nintendo. What was that?
That was a Pokemon.
Yeah,
Pokemon. Yeah. I mean, all of these wicked, evil things. But you know, the majority of them are coming right through a conduit to demons. That's called the smartphone. And the thing I've noticed is if you notice that in your children, take that damn smartphone away. Probably should take it away for good, but take it away and you'll see that there's a difference, there's a change. Because that thing is, they're just evil. There's no doubt about it.
Amen.
It's a double-edged sword.
Amen. If you read through Mark 9, you see, of course, it's the transfiguration, but toward the end, you see that Jesus rebuked an unclean spirit and saying, leave. I command you to leave. And the disciples came up, and that's when they questioned him. It says questioning privately, saying, why could we not drive it out? Because he had told them, and they had apparently done it in the past. And he said, this kind cannot come out by anything but prayer. And Jason, I think it ties right in with what you were saying, and you too, John, that we have to present this to God. And that's what a prayer is. It's a petition. You know, isn't that, I'm not familiar with our court system today, but isn't that what people do? They petition the court. Isn't that a terminology that what people do? They petition the court for this or that. Well, that's what Christ is saying that we have to do. We have to petition God to remove, I think, these things from our land and from our people.
Yeah, but it also says fast.
Well, you know, it's different when you go. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, prayer and fasting. That's the rest of that scripture. And, you know, that's something that you know, people don't do near enough of either. But, you know, it's one of those things is when you got the evidence, it's one thing to sit there and pray, oh God, you know, if you think, you know, if you see fit and if you have time and, you know, could you please help here. It's another thing to go before the throne of the Most High and say, here you go, Father, this is the evidence that they're doing. This is what they are guilty of. These are killers, they're stealers, they're destroyers. Your word says, your word also says that it's better for a millstone to be tied around their neck and for them to be cast into the sea, for them to cause one of our little ones to stumble. And here's the account, here's the courts. He has caused little ones to stumble over and over and over and over again. He's guilty. We want you to make that judgment, bring that gavel down, and find him guilty and deal with him as you see fit.
Amen.
Yeah, here's that verse, John 5:30, New American Standard. I can do nothing on my own initiative. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. That's another one we need to all memorize.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you saw, there's some wickedness that happened this week, I think, that most people missed. I caught it, and I was pricked by the Holy Spirit, and it's significant. There was a bill passed this week, and it's basically called H.R. 3364, and the name of the bill is Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act. I don't know if you heard about that or not, but the thing that struck me was I was listening to the votes on it, and this bill like just came out on July 24th and was voted on in the House on July 25th, and it passed in the House 419-3, and then the next day it was sent to the Senate and it passed 96-3. So what they did, these bastards, is they made it veto-proof. And what it is it's sanctions against Russia. Well, you think of sanctions against Russia because of their meddling in the election, which nothing has been proven. But anyways, you know, most people think, oh, well, that, what's wrong with that? Well, I got news for you. You read this thing, and it's a setup for World War III, because not only is it sanctions between Russia
and the U.S. It's an attack against Russia, basically, what it is. I mean, I think it's four lines down into it. I read it this week. It says, Countering Russia Influence in Europe and Eurasia Act of 2017.
Yeah, but what it does is what people, I read the whole thing. What it does is it not only limits the U.S. from doing business with Russia, it limits all other countries. It totally blocks them. And if anyone dares to deal with Russia in any means, commerce, then those sanctions apply to that country as well. Now, that's never been done, I don't think, in the history of the world. So if you think about what they've just done, they've handcuffed Russia to a point where they have no choice to either fight on their feet or die living on their knees, and you know what they're going to do.
Yeah, sounds familiar. That's exactly what we did with Japan.
Yeah. Yep, you're right. Exactly.
I mean, it's the exact same thing. I mean, Japan was forced into World War II. No doubt about it.
Yep. But see, reading into it, you'll see that what happened was when Obama Nation, before he got out, remember how he passed the sanctions? They were executive orders, right? But now, in this bill that passed overwhelmingly, it forbids the president from negotiating with Russia to remove the sanctions without asking for permission from the Congress. Now, that's never been done in the history of the country. And then I read a commentary, and it makes total sense. They are starting to realize that they don't have any more rabbits. They've enslaved the American people to the point where there is no more debt that can be incurred. You know, we're between 20 and $21 trillion, and that they know that the only way that this country can get rid of that debt is through war. And Congress has their plans for their little escapes under, you know, whatever it is to survive the Armageddon.
Yeah,
in their foolish minds. Yeah, they do. Yeah, well, what does the Bible say? They go and they run and they hide under the rocks. But you know, we know for years that there's something going on here at this airport in Denver, and there's strategic places all across the country. But these bastards think that, you know, they're above the law. I would bet if you looked into most of them, they probably serve Lucifer, and they believe that he's the angel of light. You know, they've been deceived into believing that he's higher than God Almighty. But that they think they're just going to wait out this nuclear holocaust and emerge triumphant, you know, as the leaders of the world. But God's got other plans, but it's going to take his people who are called by his name crying out and we're going to have to do a lot more than we're doing, that's for sure. But if you look at those numbers, 419-3, I don't know if you can, you probably can't look back and ever see anything that was passed with that kind of ratio, and then 96-3. And, you know, the reality is there's no difference anymore. They proved it again this week through the Obamacare, you know, Obamacare repeal. The Republicans ain't no different than the Democrats.
Yeah, that's for sure. Exciting times.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
but in reality...
I was talking with a gentleman yesterday, and we were talking about some of the things that are going on, and, you know, he was kind of getting worked up and everything, and he's just, you know, he's like, I don't like to think about it. And, you know, and I said, well, it's one thing to think about it. It's one thing to pray about it. It's another thing, you know, not to fret over evildoers. I mean, and we're commanded to do that. And I think that's what a lot of people do, and I think that's one of the things that our enemies use against us is they get people fretting over evildoers and wickedness, and they get them up in an arm where they don't want to think about it. They don't want to talk about it because they worry too much about it. And... you know, I mean, we need to claim the truth that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And, you know, that's truth. That comes out of Scripture. And we are not to fret over them. We have the power to overcome them, and they will be defeated.
Amen.
Amen. Yep. But if you look at what they've done, though, is they've handcuffed our president to the point where even if he wanted to try to negotiate, you know, if it came to a nuclear war, he can't. Without sniveling and going to the Congress and asking for permission. But see, he has a way out right now, and hopefully he's got advisors that are telling him maybe this is what we need to be praying. But before this turns into law, he can just rescind all of those executive orders what they're basically doing is this bill turns those executive orders that Obamanation put into effect into law. But if he's smart, and it has to be done fairly quickly, he could just rescind all of those executive orders, and then basically this thing would have to go back to the drawing board. But, you know, nothing's going to happen that the Lord doesn't allow to happen. These are all things that he told us would happen. I mean, if you can't see, I was reading about Minnesota, Michelle Bachmann. She was fighting this in Muslim invasion, you know, as a representative for years. I can think of probably 10 years ago her sounding the alarm, and she says that her state has been transformed. I mean, there's 50,000 Somalians that come in there that will not assimilate, right. And they're gonna practice their Sharia law, they're gonna practice their lifestyle, they're gonna follow their God, and it just doesn't work with our society. And we talked a little bit, we just touched on it last week, but that Australian woman who was shot, you know, I don't think many people know the details, but she was in her home. She called the police because she thought she heard of a sexual assault in the alley. The police arrived. She walked out there in her pajamas. She's at the car door talking to the driver when there was a loud noise, whether it was fireworks or this is his report. And he fires from the passenger seat across his partner and shoots her while she's standing at the car talking to the driver. I mean, you don't hear those details, but think of that. You shoot across your partner. One, if I was a partner, I'd be whipping his butt just for that. But, but then you think of their culture. Their culture is... women have no value,
right?
You know, in Sharia law, and this guy's had several charges brought against him in the past, and now he's refusing to talk to the authorities about the situation, and we protect him.
Yeah,
you know, and the reason he's there is because of the diversity program. We need to bring in X amount of Somalian police officers, yep. So that we have the same percentage of police officers that are Somalian as the percentage of refugees that we brought in.
Yeah, and the city and the department have supported him. The first things that were said was, "Oh, he's been a great police officer," but that's about all they say. Okay, has he saved people's lives? Has he arrested criminals? Has he done? No, he's just we fast tracked him in from the Somali community, and he's a good liaison with the Somali community. That's about the whoop of what he's done up till this. Other than, as you said, John, he's been written up a couple times. You look into it just a little bit. The media just dropped it. It's been hush-hush. And they do that every time a black person kills a white female. It's just, that's not newsworthy. That's not newsworthy. But did you know Madonna's bringing out some new stuff? She's got a lawsuit going on, blah, blah, blah. And you're right. Shooting across his partner, I would bet you that his partner was there under duress having this guy as a partner. And I bet if you could go talk to him, see if he would take this guy as a partner again. It's ridiculous. It is utterly, it's the punishment that we get as a nation where the alien goes higher and higher. And we as God's people, because of sin, go lower and lower. And you read through, you see that we have the terror within, the terror without. Here this lady thought, oh, this will be all right. Hell, finally, the police are here. They can investigate and find out what's going on. And not anymore. But, the police departments they're like everybody else.
Of Joel.
Yeah, they're under attack. Police department in Knoxville had a plaque up on the wall up until recently. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, then who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Had a plaque up on the wall since the department was founded. It's always been there. But our enemies down at Freedom From Religion found out about it, got some pictures, and just wrote some letters. And the audacity, the arrogance of these people, they write and say, please see that the verse is removed, so that all who enter your police station may feel equally treated. Failure to have the verse removed may expose the police department and the city to expensive litigation that cannot be won. And the arrogance, when I read that this past week, the arrogance that these antichrists have. And it's just because there's very little opposition.
Yeah,
and they think that they just have this, just like this with the Somali cop there. The policeman in there didn't want him as a partner, but they've had their diversity training, they've had their mandatory acceptance training, to where we have to. I know you can't understand him. He can't speak English. You just have to. That's his culture. You have to accept that. And John, I know you've been through that diversity type training before. Thankfully, you don't require it here at the Radio Ranch. But I've been through it before in the past at other places, and it's just whatever they want to do is okay, and you can't complain about it. But they smell. They don't use deodorant. They smell. They cook. They eat raw food. It stinks up the place. Oh, that's part of their culture. But they can't speak English. You can't understand them. It's a safety issue. Oh, that's part of their culture. You can't complain about that. Well, how about this? He pulls a gun and he shoots across me. Yeah, shoots a person, an unarmed, innocent person right in front of me and kills her. Oh, you can't complain about that. He's a good liaison with the Somali community. Is it me that thinks this is crazy?
Yeah, but you look into it deeper, okay? So then I read that the police chief resigned. Well, then I read that it's the first openly lesbian police chief. Okay, so is God really going to bless that?
No.
That town? No.
No.
Then you read about the next idiot that's running for mayor, and he proposes that we disarm the police officers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on. Idiocy runs rampant.
It does.
But Minnesota used to be, it was a lot of Canadians, isn't it, Jason?
Yeah, a lot of Germans, a lot of Scandinavians, a lot of Norwegians in that area. That's what it was predominantly. It was founded by Swedes and Norwegians and Germans.
Yeah.
But see, that's,
and that's why, that's why it was under attack so much, and
right.
That's why they've tried to destroy it for the last, 10 years.
It's probably why they, yep, exactly.
I mean, you couldn't find more blonde-haired, blue-eyed people, you know, in probably anywhere else in the United States than the population of that there in Minnesota.
Yeah, and then you read stuff like this and about Australia. Muslim businessman says Australia's white race to die out within 40 years. The head of Halal Certification Authority, you know what Halal is, it's the food that's certified for Muslims, which, by the way, they're implementing just about every government institution, universities, and at huge costs. But anyways, says Australian women need Muslim men to fertilize them to keep them surrounded by Muslim babies, declaring that all white race will be extinct in 40 years. Boy, that just infuriates me.
Yeah. Well, you already see that in the United States. You already see that there are several major metropolitan areas where the whites are no longer the majority. How about you ever heard of a place called Denver? And you know, they say that by 2020 that the white race in Denver will be in the minority. Denver. I've heard of that place before. And there's other places all over California and Detroit. And it's not just these big cities back east. It's not just Detroit, but it's in places, like you said, it's in Michigan, it's in Minnesota, places that were, 50 years ago, they were 99% white, and they're not that way anymore.
Yeah, they've specifically targeted. Here's something other we missed too, though, and it goes back to the root of the evil, I think. It's the Catholic charities that are getting paid $2,000 per head to settle these illegal immigrants all throughout the country. $2,000 per head.
Yep.
And then as soon as they get them brought into this country, they're eligible for Medicaid, they're eligible for welfare. Some of these people are making more than our people that are working as hard as they can to try to survive. In some cases, they're making... if there's a husband and a wife, they can be making upwards of $50,000 to $70,000 a year between all of these benefits. But, just like you said, the alien will go higher and higher, will go lower and lower.
Yes. You know, we always talk about Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and the curses. And if you're reading your Bible reading plan this past week, God gives you his truth, folks. It's just if you want to believe it or not, if you want to hear it or not, if you want to read it or not. And then if you want to understand what the solution is, and like you said earlier, Jason, not fret about it, but have the confidence that this is God Almighty doing it. You read back in Leviticus 26, the first 13 verses of Leviticus 26 are the blessings of obedience. And then from verse 14 to 46, guess what? The penalties of disobedience. And so, it reads very similar to Deuteronomy 28. And so, it is there. And you know, the thought occurs to me when you go back, and we've all heard of the Gideon. Pastors preached on the Gideon story, the Ask Gideon series, the Answer to Ask Gideon series. And many, many years ago, 25 years ago, he was preaching on Gideon. And when you go back and read that story... You see that God tells Gideon to go in this your strength. And his strength was he recognized that God had done this, that God had brought the Midianites in upon him, that God had caused the destruction, that God had caused the captivity, God had caused, because of their sin, because they had turned away from him, had caused these foreigners to come in to where he was having to beat out the wheat in the wine press, you know. He's having to hide out to be able to eke out an existence. And when he acknowledged that it was God Almighty who had done this, God says, yes, and go in this your strength, because he had an understanding. He knew, as it says in Hosea, that if you God says, you forget my law, forget your children. Well, that has happened. So how do you fix it? Do you run around fretting, oh, God, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. What's going to, oh, we're all going to die. It's all blah, blah, blah. Well, that's what that's believing what the enemy puts out. But no, if we remember God, when my people humble themselves, return to me, what does he do? He comes in and heals, and he forgives, and he recognizes repentance, and he fixes it. And that's what God does. But it's when his people repent.
Well, we might as well get the people real riled up this morning. Reading on in this article, it says that this Muhammad El-Mahoudli made the comments on Facebook that I just referenced in response to a study by researchers from the Hebrew University published in the Journal of Human Reproduction Update, which found declining fertility rates among men in North America, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. According to Hebrew University, Australian men's sperm count had declined 52% over the last 40 years. So you men are a dying breed. Australian women need us to fertilize them and keep them surrounded by Muslim babies, while beer swilling, cigarette smoking, drug injecting can only dream of what Muslim men are capable of, Mr. Amul Ahali wrote in a Facebook comment, which he first reported to the Daily Mail and has since been deleted, yeah, probably from death threats. If the country is left to bigots, the white race will be extinct within another 40 years. Muslims have a duty to make your women happy because you are declining. Better go choose a plot for yourself at the local cemetery, and if you can't afford it, commit suicide. It's a cheaper alternative for bigots. Oh, man.
Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. What did you say this was at the beginning of the broadcast, Jason? War? That sounds like words of war to me. But John, I think of a quote that I've heard you say, maybe not recently, but we just ain't played cowboys and Muslims yet.
Yep. No, we haven't. Yeah, we haven't.
Well, folks, the phone lines are open this morning. We've got about 15 more minutes here on the program. If you want to call in, if you have a comment or a question. And the phone line is, the phone number is 307-745-5913. I'm sorry, Jason, I interrupted you. Do you have something?
No, that wasn't me. That was John.
We haven't fully understood the Melchizedek priesthood either, or the Avenger of Blood. So that's all I'm going to say on that matter.
Amen. Amen. Had some good news. I was mentioning it to Jason. Saw a headline this morning, "To God Be the Glory," was the headline. Well, that caught my attention. And basically, it was on Monday, fishing boat up in Alaska, starts taking on water, out in the Kuprianov Strait. So they're a three-man crew. They're out salmon fishing off the waters off Kodiak. Their boat starts taking on water. Some other boats around start trying to tow them in. Well, it flips the boat. So now they're in the water. Coast Guard's out there. It's a rescue and going on. And says, here's a quote from the helicopter pilot. He says, here you had a 5-foot swell. You had a senior skiff bouncing around, a capsized boat with nets and rigging in the water floating around. And you can see it in the video here. The captain jumped in for the rescue between the skiff and the hull, pretty close. So here it's not just out in the open water. There's 5-foot seas, 47-degree water. That's a little cool. The captain sees one of his crew members floating. He jumps in, swims 50 yards over to him, gets him back in the boat, performs CPR on him, and revives the guy. And the quote from the captain says, "To God be the glory for giving me the courage and strength to get my man out of the water and bring him back to life." And that was encouraging to me. It's good to see this type of stuff, and it's good to see that these things make the news. They make the news every now and then. I think they sneak by. So praise the Lord.
They try to keep...
They try to keep them from us, that's for sure.
Yeah, they do. They do. Well, and we mentioned Wednesday night about that. I don't have the article here. We got it up and sent them a, I think we sent them a prayer acknowledgement. But the Navy SEAL family, the man was in a bad auto wreck, and the doctors didn't expect him to live. And he was in a coma for a couple months, and he's up now doing rehab. And the doctors are in awe. They just can't believe he's come back this far. And at the very end of the article, just like this one, the very end of the article, they're quoting his wife, and she says, "Well, the doctors say the mind is a great thing and can do all kind of things, but it's evident." And his name was John, is John, and he said, "But in John's case, you can see the hand of God working through this as a miracle." And praise God. Praise the Lord for that. We see these things. They are evident in our land. God has not forgotten his people, but God is a just God. He is a jealous God. And he says it'll be his way. And it will be.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely.
Well, I saw one other good thing that is better, and maybe I didn't see it read it right or see it right, but it did seem that this past week that our president said no more of these, I even hate to say the word transgender, but these confused, demonic whatevers, demonic influenced people that, and I don't even want to, I don't even have a description for it, but that they would not be allowed to serve in the military. So I just saw that headline, didn't have an opportunity to read into that. But if that's the case, to me, that seems better. Sure seemed like Hollywood and the left was in an uproar about it. So to me, that's better.
I heard some statistics this week as well regarding the transgender, argument, but they said that 46% of those who struggle with gender identification, whatever, commit suicide.
Yeah.
And then they said that of those who have the operation, who have gender reassignment, 47% of those commit suicide. So when they give you the argument that we're saving lives, I mean, they've tried to say that in the military. We're going to pay for these people's surgery because we're saving lives. Well,
it's
one, it's not a valid argument.
No, it's a lie.
Absolutely. Two, yeah, it's just their agenda. I think they said there was 10 total transgender people that serve in the military.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
But that's Babylon for you. But you can see them, right when I think President Trump and his administration thinks that they have a win, and they have had a lot of wins, and probably one of the smartest things they're doing is I don't think they're really putting out what they're doing. You hear about it after the fact when it's already done, because there's so much wickedness out there. I mean, they're fighting an uphill battle on a lot of these things. And sometimes I wonder if his aggression towards Jeff Sessions and some of the people that are serving aren't just a smokescreen to so that the enemy doesn't see what they're really doing. Now they're concentrating. Oh well, look, he's against him too. So that may open the door to Sessions doing things that they may not know about. Prosecutions and we've made progress. At least the number of people trying to cross into this country illegally is substantially down from what we hear, at least. So
that's
better. It's very, very possible. I thought the same thing, and it's that's part of warfare. Smoke screens are part of warfare, and that's one of the things that could be taking place.
Yep. think of the old book, Sun Tzu, The Art of War, you know?
Yep. Keep your friends close.
They were, yep. Lonnie used to talk about that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a, I mean, it's exciting times. I mean, and everything that I think we're talking about is, you know, it's time for prayer. It's time to be ready, too, you know, and, you know, don't be ready for just one type of warfare, too. I mean, it seems like for me, it's like when you think that you're going to be fighting a spiritual warfare battle, that's when it comes and hits you in a physical realm. So when you're ready for a physical fight, you know, then it'll come back and hit you in a spiritual battle. When you think you're ready, you know, a lot of times it'll come in and flank you. You know, the thing is to be on guard, to be alert, and stand firm in the faith, you know.
Amen. Amen. And I think that's where prayer comes in so much. You know, our pastor emphasized that. Folks, especially fathers and husbands, the responsibility is on you. The enemy is out there, and he is trying to destroy you. And you know, the strong, the well-armed Christian, both physically and spiritually, is a hard nut to crack. And the enemy knows that. But as was talked about earlier, the blue whale. Who ever heard of this blue whale crap? But it's real. Like you said, Jason, it's real. And it's not just over in Russia. It's real right here in the United States. But, oh, that, you know, Katie Couric's not talking about that on Good Morning America. They're not warning you about that. No, it's just the way it is. It's a battle. And if Satan can't get you, he will try to get you through children, through your spouse, through others. And so that's where that prayer comes in. That's where those coverings that the pastor taught. I still see that picture that he drew out, the coverings of, you know, of mom and dad and grandmother and grandfather and godly aunts and uncles and the church family and friends and of just additional armor, additional coatings, additional coverings on our families and on our children. And, you know, as the patriarchs, we are to pray. As Christians, we are to pray. And it's not just our duty, but it's our responsibility, and it is for self-preservation and self-protection. And you know, Abraham, we talk about Father Abraham. He was that patriarch. We are to be that patriarch of our family, and to pray, and not only for our family, but I think then it steps into, well, hey, you love your neighbors yourself, and you pray for your neighbor and your friend's family and children, And we are to do that. That Lord's Prayer. Open your day, folks, with that. Pray that. Pray on. Put on the full armor of God. And pray it on your family. But you put it on yourself. There was a great article in the newsletter not too long ago on that very thing. Putting on the armor. Not praying it on, putting it on. It is an action that needs to be done. Yeah, we've been in this perpetual physical war, since 2000, 2001 at least, where we've been sending our sons and unfortunately our daughters overseas to fight. And so we have that picture in our mind. Well, remnant picture. When you have soldiers going out in the battlefield, they're not going out there in their Bermuda shorts and T-shirts and flip-flops. No, they armor up first. They get their battle dress uniform on. They get on their armor, so to speak. And we have to do that in the physical as well. We have to. And if you don't, well, you know, even if you do, you still get attacked, but you're able to withstand. Guys, the phone's ringing. Let's take a phone call this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, Richard, Jason, John, and Zach from Michigan. How are you guys this morning?
Hey, Zach.
How are you, Zach?
Not too bad, Allison. You're listening to you guys, and here towards the end here, you guys are talking about getting prepared and stuff. And the thought that entered my head was, we as the remnant, we need to be praying for proper order in our home. That way our prayers are not hindered. And that's something that I've been doing, and it really has had an effect on my home life and my prayers, everything, because that proper order is becoming the it's coming in an alignment, you know, and you know, we have a lot of stuff that we have to overcome because of the training that we've had in our past and watching our own parents, and you know, if our prayers are hindered, then we are right out of the gate. We are going to be out of line with the Word of God, and we're not going to know exactly what to do in these times that are coming. So make sure we have order in our home and pray for it. And us as Christian men, husbands, need to pray for that proper order so that way the Holy Spirit will give us the proper instructions, because our prayers will be hindered if that order isn't there. And it's a protection switch. It's a protection device. So wives, do what you need to do in order to, you know, make sure that your families get through. It's not all about, you know, because I know how people can get, but just make sure that that order is there, and God will see you through.
Amen.
That's all I got.
Amen.
Well, they have to be able to hear from the Holy Spirit and obey, too, but you're right. Without that proper order in the home, there's a hindrance in your prayers that will keep you from hearing and understanding and doing what it is that the Holy Spirit directs you to do. And in that case, it can be like Lot and his wife, you know. She turned around. She wasn't obedient. The Lord said not to look back, and she looked back, and that was the consequences. So we have to be able to hear, understand, and obey what it is that the Holy Spirit's telling us at that particular time. And as the patriarch, it's our responsibility to be in that position so that we can protect those that the Lord has given us to watch over.
That's right.
And the thing of it is, the goal is to get all of your family through it.
Yes.
So it's very important. And, you know, I just thought that I'd bring that up. That's it. I'll finish listening on the air.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'd say we end with this is John 5:30. I can do nothing on my own initiative. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This Courts of Heaven thing is significant. If we can get it figured out, if we can figure out how to bring our enemies before the Lord righteously, claiming the promises that he's given us, understanding the scriptures and using those scriptures just like Jesus did against Satan when he was battled him in the desert after the 40 days of fasting, I think we're going to see a big paradigm shift, a big change. So, Lord willing, that's my prayer and petition.
Amen. Amen. Well, we are about out of time, folks. We thank you for joining us, and we want to invite you to come to church with us tomorrow. And you can do that right there in your own home, wherever, if you have a computer and an internet hookup, and most people do these days, or a shortwave, you can listen in. And that's going to start at 8:30 Mountain Time, 9:30 Central, and 10:30 Eastern tomorrow morning, Sunday morning. And you can tune in at scripturesforamerica.org. Click on the live audio or video stream at that time, and you can join us for church. We'll have a review of the news. We'll have a fantastic message from our pastor. Last week had a great message, a timeless classic truth by Colonel Moore. And I got three different phone calls this week on people that really enjoyed that timeless truth from Colonel Moore. And the things he was saying, it was prophecy, because they have come true now. So, but tomorrow we'll have a blessed message by our pastor, and you get to see John there with the welcome and the message. And John, I know you've had some great messages. We haven't even talked about it. Communion tomorrow. We'll have communion tomorrow as well, and some good praise and worship music. So, folks, we this is a way you can not forsake the assembly. This is a way that you can work a better and a more accurate obedience by joining with the saints. So we encourage you to do that. And that's tomorrow morning. So, guys, thanks a lot. We'll go out with a song the pastor really liked, and I like it too. And we'll see you at church tomorrow, guys.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and pray together, make them hell send forever.